ओम शांति। आज
ओम शांति।
सतगुरुवार के दिन,
ऑन द डे ऑफ द सतगुरु,
आप सब की स्नेह भरी,
कैरिंग ऑल ऑफ योर लविंग रिमेम्बरेंसेस विद माई सेल्फ,
जैसे मैं वतन में पहुंच,
एज आई रीच द सेटल रीजन।
आज तो वतन में बाबा के सामने बहुत से भाई बहन,
आई सॉ दैट देयर वर मेनी मेनी ब्रदर्स एंड सिस्टर्स सिटिंग इन फ्रंट ऑफ बाबा इन द सेटल रीजन।
वो दृश्य बहुत सुंदर लग रहा था।
That scene was looking very beautiful. Baba was standing, and in all four directions, you could only see Baba's children. Baba was giving each one drishti. And rays of light were falling on each child through that drishti. After a few seconds, I saw some children with flowers in their hands. Some had a very beautiful bouquet. Some had in their hands some papers on which something or the other was written. So I observed this scene, and after a few seconds, Baba looked at me and said, Come child. I said, Baba, so many of brothers and sisters have come to you today. So Baba replied, it has been the children's pure wish that they too would like to come and meet Baba in the subtle region. So that pure wish has created that thread of love and pulled the children to the subtle region. Baba too had invited these children to the subtle region. Baba then said, some children have brought a rose flower. And Baba was also observing how many virtues are in each child and how loving they are towards the father. Some children have brought and their pure thoughts for the new year. They have sent these to the father already. And there are some children who have brought service plans and beautiful plans for self-transformation and world transformation. So they have brought those plans to present to the Father. And whatever was in each one's hand, all those items were kind of elevating, and rays of light were spreading from these items in all four directions. It was a very beautiful atmosphere. Baba too was smiling on seeing this. Baba said, Baba has great pride in the children's every thought and their every action. Baba is also pleased to see how much effort the children are making in their spiritual efforts. And according to their own capacity, each child has great love for their efforts. From time to time, Baba also helps the children in their spiritual endeavor. Baba then spread out his arms and everyone came into a formation, a V formation in front of Baba. Baba then said, the children have a slogan, and the father also reminds the children of that slogan from time to time, which is, success is your birthright. So when the children are invited to the subtle region, from time to time they experience that, the experience of that slogan. But when they come into the consciousness of the body, they start wondering, will this task be accomplished or not? Will this happen or not? So they get lost in that kind of thinking. But you are in Baba's arms, Baba's embrace. You are under the Father's canopy of protection. So it was a very beautiful scene of seeing the children there with the Father. As soon as you reach the subtle region, you stabilize yourself in that stage of being with the Father, being under the Father's protection. According to the present time, what do you children have to do? Different kinds of transformation are taking place, different kinds of entanglements and situations, circumstances are coming in front of the children. So what do you have to do? So Baba was asking the children, what are you doing? You're seeing the situations in the world. So the children said that they are engaged in yoga. So Baba said, yes, you have to spread the vibrations of yoga. However, according to the time, whatever powers you receive from the Father become an embodiment of that success and enable others to experience those powers, that success. Baba has given you powers and blessings. Why? There is so much upheaval in the world, there is so much fear in the world today. People can only see problems and circumstances, they don't know what to do. And so at such times they remember their beloved deities. So you have to stabilize yourself in that stage of being those beloved deities. Give them the return of their pure feelings, their love. Let them experience something. Let them experience that they're receiving something from the Supreme Being. Baba was then looking at all the children. Baba gave drishti to all the Brahmin children and then gave each child a small star, a sitara, from which light was emerging, and on that star was written, destroy, you are the one to destroy obstacles. You are the embodiment of attainment and success. Baba then explained, there are still some children who don't find external situations to be problems. However, the thoughts of their own minds are entangled in different thoughts, and so those thoughts become an obstacle for them. And those obstacles become very big in their heads. So what is the duty of you children? You have to end all obstacles, you have to destroy all obstacles. Distance these obstacles from yourself and become the embodiment of all that you receive from the Father. So each star was sparkling in the center of each child's forehead, and it was as though the children then started to fly. Baba then said, these circumstances and situations and obstacles have come to make your stage stronger. They've come to make you check yourself. So don't be scared of these situations or obstacles. Baba is your backbone. Situations and cases of transformation will continue to take place in the world. However, you Brahmin children have to create a very strong inner stage. The Father has given you, bestowed many blessings on you. Stay in that stage of being a bestower of blessings yourselves. Merge that form of you being those beloved deities for the world and share all of this with the world. Souls are stumbling around, their intellect is wandering around so much. So give them strength, give them support. Baba then gave drishti to everyone and then offered the bhog to Baba. Baba then fed the bhog to all the children. I then especially gave remembrances for the soul of Ashok Bhai and the mother of the brother who had offered bhog. So Baba then said, for Ashok Bhai, each child has their own fortune. While living in Madhuban, this child, that is Ashok Bhai, had the fortune, increased his fortune by serving many, many souls. He always gave loving support, cooperation to everyone whom he met. Baba too has given this child many blessings. There are many others who had also offered bhog for different reasons. I gave those remembrances to Baba. Baba emerged those children in front of him and gave them drishti and offered them the bhog. I then returned. Om Shanti.